This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow has introduced a bill that protects abortion care for U.S. service members. The bill comes after a study found that 40% of women working for the Defense Department could face abortion access challenges under new state laws. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Access to Reproductive Care for Service Members Act would require commanders to approve leave for abortion care automatically, and it would guarantee privacy protections for service members seeking abortions. The Defense Department would also pay for travel, if necessary, consistent with DOD policy for other necessary health care travel. A number of Democratic lawmakers are pushing to protect abortion access for service members. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Community members demanding justice for the killing of 22-year-old Christian Glass held a candlelight vigil in Idaho Springs last night. Glass was killed by a Clear Creek County deputy last June after he called police for help. Christian's mother, Sally Glass, spoke at the vigil.
It was just a joy. He was such a freaking happy kid. Just full of life. And I'm so... We're all just devastated. It got extinguished.
Glass's parents say they will sue the agencies involved in the death of their son. The Colorado Avalanche now have the highest paid player in the National Hockey League. The team has extended the contract of star player Nathan MacKinnon. The 8-year deal will pay $12.6 million a season starting next year. MacKinnon helped lead the Avs to a Stanley Cup championship this summer. Well, Tuesday marked the 10th time this month that Denver saw highs in the 90s, and that set an all-time record for the month of September, but it's going to be much cooler today across the state. This is CPR News.